Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We're going to call the January Planning Council to order. Angelo, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Karen, before we call the roll, I'd like to bring everybody's attention. Mayor Rich had a fall, and I don't know the details of it. I do know that she hurt her knee very badly. I think she had surgery. Commissioner Fisher, do you have any other updates than I know you filled in this morning for her on something? Any updates on her condition?
Yeah, she's out of the hospital. She's at home, but my understanding eventually that she will need a knee replacement. So just prayers every day for her, for healing. She's very strong.
And she sure is.
She'll be running things from her house if needed. So the commission is filling in where they can for her and her meetings. But soon, a quick recovery, she'll be back here with us as soon as she can. But again, prayers with her.
Absolutely. Prayers with Mayor Rich. Thank you, Commissioner. Karen, please call the roll.
Ms. Jessica Abramson? Mayor Felicia Brunson?
Here.
Commissioner Angelo Castillo?
Here.
Ms. Denise B. Fernandez? Commissioner Lamar P. Fisher?
Here.
Mayor Michelle J. Gomez?
Good morning.
Ms. Ryan Greenberg? Mayor Rex Harden?
Here.
Mr. Easton K. Harrison? Councilmember Denise Appleby Horland?
Here.
Mayor Josh Levy?
Here.
Commissioner Letitia Newbold?
Here.
Commissioner Jackie Raley?
Here.
Mr. David Rosenoff?
Here.
Mayor Michael J. Ryan? School Board Member Alan Zeman? Mr. Thomas H. DiGiorgio Jr.?
I'm here.
You have a quorum.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Commissioner Fisher, if you would join me at the podium, please.
Yeah. What's your entrance song? Welcome to the jungle.
Okay. Commissioner Fisher, please raise your right hand.
Yes.
And repeat after me. I do solemnly swear that I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution and the government of the United States and of the state of Florida.
Do you solemnly swear that I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution and government of the United States and of the state of Florida?
That I am duly qualified to hold office under the Constitution of the state and the Charter of Broward County, and that I will well and faithfully perform the duties of a member of the Broward County Planning Council on which I am now about to enter, so help me God.
I guess you didn't break it up, did you?
You can read perfectly. I've watched you read before.
I am duly qualified to hold office under the Constitution of the State and the Charter of Broward County, and I will well and faithfully perform the duties of a member of the Broward County Planning Council, once again, on which I am now about to enter, so help me God.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be back. I just thank each and every one of you for your public service and your community service, those who are not elected, for what you do for our community in Broward County. So glad to be back. Angelo, I think you and I started together a bit of years ago and served as chair for a couple of years, but it's just nice to come back home to be able to deal with the planning issues of Broward County and have like a second lens on it now that I was in what hadn't had before. So, and again, just thank you for serving and look forward to serving you for this coming year.
Excellent.
All right, thank you. Andy, be back with Andy.
Thanks for the part.
All right.
Good job, man.
Ready?
Yeah. You doing well?
Yeah.
Glad you were here. Yeah.
Okay, welcome aboard, Commissioner Fisher. And I'd like to also congratulate School Board Member Zeman on his reappointment. School Board Zeman. Excellent. So that brings us to the election. So we start off with the election of officers. Open the floor to nominations.
I'll move to maintain the current set of chair, vice chair, and secretary.
I'll second.
We have a motion second. Is there further nominations? Nominations are closed. All those in favor of maintaining the same slate, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously.
Congratulations.
Very supportive. On behalf of Michelle and Angelo, I thank you all very much for your trust in us.
Yeah.
Next up is the nominations for the executive committee. I think you all know that last year we changed the two different meetings, the traffic ways committee and executive committee, and we combined them into one committee. Mm-hmm. Right now, Barb serving on it, if you can let us know where we are.
Sure. Great. We're at the three officers, Chair DiGiorgio, Vice Chair Castillo, Secretary Gomez, and then the four at-large officers for the past year have been Mayor Brunson, Ms. Fernandez, Councilmember Horland, and Mayor Levy.
Excellent. Is, again, anyone who wishes to stay on, of course, you can stay on. Is there anyone else who would like to serve on this? I know we typically have the three officers plus the four, but we have some leeway if someone else would like to serve. Again, it's always open, as you saw this morning. Everyone can come up and sit at the dais, contribute if you'd like to. But if you want to specifically serve, please raise your hand. And
I'd like to continue.
Everyone still continue. And we have two additional, Dr. Zeman and Easton Harrison. Any issue with that, Barb?
I was just going to say, Ms. Fernandez is not here today. She's a member on the executive committee.
I think she would say yes, that okay. She probably wants to stay on.
Okay,
she's
so
a valuable member.
So we'll maintain the officers, Mayor Brunson, Ms. Fernandez, Councilmember Horland, Mayor Levy, and then we will add School Board Member Zeman and Mr. Harrison.
Excellent.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Without objection? Okay. Moving on. Thank you. And thanks for agreeing to serve. We appreciate it, guys. Okay. Consent agenda.
In your additional agenda material, you have an excused absent request from Ms. Greenberg. I received an excused absence request from first thing this morning from Ms. Fernandez due to illness. So I would add those. And then I would just add clarifying for the record, Mayor Ryan is on the Zoom call. I've confirmed that. And then Mr. Harrison entered the room just before the group photo. So it's just the two absences that are requested for excused absences for Ms. Greenberg and Ms. Fernandez.
So moved.
We have a motion by Commissioner Castillo, a second by Mayor Hardin to approve the consent agenda with the additional information. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Item R1, Council's report.
No specific council report today, although in February, I will do a mid-session report as the important land use legislation moves forward. And obviously, we're all looking at Live Local and see what happens mm-hmm. with that. So I'll try to give you an idea where things are on that. And obviously, there'll be the final one I normally give in April.
Excellent. Thank you. Item R2, Executive Director's Report, Ms. Blakeboy.
Thank you. First, welcome back to Commissioner Fisher. Congratulations to the officers and welcome to our new committee members. I look forward to always working with each of you every day. So it's the best part of my day, basically. thanks for Andy for bringing up the midterm session report that he'll give you next month. I do want to just give the council a brief update on the county's efforts related to the Live Local strategy that they've taken at the state during the session. You know, Live Local was very broad in nature, and there has been a movement, you know, for some corrective actions during the session. One of Broward County's focus, and I worked very closely with a committee of county staff members, county attorney's office, some elected officials from coastal cities, trying to find a place for basically resiliency planning. The effort was initially for statewide, and as the county staff has gone to the state, it's found that maybe there's an appetite just for Broward County, but we're not really sure about that. So I've been working closely with them on some efforts to consideration, you know, if a land is in a priority planning area, that's a tool and a set of data that we've been using for well over 10 years for land use plan amendments. I don't know what's really going to take at the state, but I just want to assure you that we've been working closely with the county staff and the legislative affairs division to try to make something happen and really, you know, bring to the forefront the importance of resiliency planning, which it should be statewide, but specifically in Broward County. So I just wanted to update you on that.
Excellent. Thank you.
My other item of business is really just kind of administrative. We were alerted by county administration last week that when the county commission adopted their meeting schedule for the year, they have a Thursday, August 22nd, which is your meeting date. So we've been kicked out of the room for August 22nd. I have two alternatives to offer for that. You could meet either we won't have a July meeting, so meeting the third Thursday that month, which would be August 15th. We have confirmed that we have the room for that. You could meet that date, that Thursday, or you could meet August 29th. We do have the room also reserved for that day because during hurricane season, we always reserve Thursday after our regular meeting day in case something happens. So those would be the two alternate dates. We will likely need a meeting that month because, obviously we have a better idea as we get closer, but I wanted to alert you as soon as we knew that there would be a conflict and August 22nd is off the table.
Thank you. Just for everyone's information, the 29th is right before Memorial Day. So I don't know if that's going to be a concern of yours because some people may take long weekends. To me, I like the 15th, but if anyone has any objection to the 15th, let us know now.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the League of Cities. And the mayor's meetings.
So it looks like it's going to be the 29th.
So we'll try to get you out of here to start your Labor Day weekend that Thursday morning. So we'll confirm August 29th for that date. I'll send out an update, you know, when I send out the follow-up email, so you can change it on the calendar. We'll change it on our website so that you'll have your schedule for the year. So
excellent.
August 29th. Thank you. As far as the public hearing items today, there are only two items. They are the recertification of local plans, and there are only applicant agents and the local government signing to speak for questions only. The first recertification is the City of Coral Springs. We've been working with the city on the full certification of their plan for about a year and a half, and that's coming to fruition today. Their plan is now found to be in conformity with the Broward County Land Use Plan, and we recommend approval of that text recertification. The second recertification is the City of Hollywood. They've updated a piece of their permitted uses in their recreation open space section to replicate the Broward County Land Use Plan, and that's to permit community facilities uses up to 5 acres on park sites, and they are asking to recertify that language. It's consistent and in conformity with the Broward County Land Use Plan, and staff recommends approval of that recertification also.
Excellent. Thank you. Any member need to pull any of the items to discuss? That I'll entertain a motion for both items.
Second.
We have a motion from Mayor Castillo, a second from Commissioner Fisher. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Any other items, Ms. Blakeboy?
Can I take 5 minutes?
2 minutes. No, I'm just kidding. Sure.
I had some slides that I was going to show the executive committee, and I just think that this is a great time since everyone's here today. We had mentioned a couple of months ago that it's been 7 years since the update of the Broward County Land Use Plan, the holistic update as part of Broward Next. And one of the policies that was adopted was every 7 years, we're going to take this holistic look at the plan. So I put together just a quick time frame to take you all through beginning in April, a discussion at the executive committee. Then we'll ask for the initiation at the planning council at your May meeting, if you have a May meeting. If not, so some of these could shift by that. We will begin public outreach, have a kickoff meeting in June, and public outreach will continue throughout the project. So that never ends, even though it's number 3 on here. We'll be back to the executive committee many times beginning in the fall because we'll start bringing forward ideas. I've been, Deanne and I and Don, we've been going through the county plan. We've been tracking, you know, the successes that we've had over the past 7 years, what holistic changes, what positive things that we've done. And we have a lot of ideas for things that could positively impact the cities, because that's kind of the idea of this update. How can we assist the cities with redevelopment efforts, and how can we bring that to the forefront? Ideas like Commissioner Castillo brought forward a couple months ago, but could parts of parks be used for affordable housing? That's on the list too. So, you know, whatever kinds of ideas and incentives we can kind of come up with, and then also obviously input from the local governments and interested parties, you as the council, the county commission, that will all be brought together. So executive committee will happen. We'll bring updates to the planning council. And then the next slide, when we get in the process, so now we're up to already next year, we'll be hopefully considering transmittal to the state of Florida recommendation for the state of Florida agencies for the county commission between March and June next year. County commission transmittal, consideration of the ideas that are brought forward. And then we get back to planning council adoption. We will have a second public hearing along that time frame, because that just always assures that we can address anything that was submitted by the state, if there's any last minute comments. And then county commission adoption. And then it would be effective 31 days after that. So that brings us into early winter 2025, early 2026. So I feel like it's going to be between 18 months and 24 months. And you know that as planning council staff, we're dedicated to going out, reaching out to local governments, interested parties, realtors associations, you know, whoever will have us, to kind of get their ideas and thoughts and make sure that that's all vetted throughout the process. So I do want to point out on this table, some of the graphics: race car, checkered flag, happy dance at the end. Because, you know, if you're going to make a time frame, you should make it a little bit happier. So,
especially when it's that long.
Right, exactly. Exactly. But, you know, obviously, this could be modified a little, but I just wanted to give you as a council kind of what we're going to be working on as staff over the next couple months to bring forward to you.
That's fantastic. Thank you for doing that. Excellent. Any other items before the council today?
Not for me, thank you.
All right, so our next meeting will be the 22nd of
February. 22nd. We have a couple items on the agenda. There'll be an LPA review from the County Resilient Environment Department related to the groundwater map, an update for that. And there's a couple of public hearing agenda items, but it shouldn't be too long of a meeting, but probably a little bit longer than today.
Excellent.
Thank you.
With that, we're adjourned.